You're listening to the audio production of When to Walk Away, Audio Bible Study by Gary Thomas, produced by Zondervan and presented by the author. The Audio Bible Studies series provides a unique audio learning experience. Unlike a traditional audiobook's direct narration of a book's text, When to Walk Away includes high-quality live audio sessions from the author that cover important Bible-based topics. These sessions will reflect the ambience of the unique recording locations, immersing the listener into the teaching.
Greg came to me for advice years ago, beside himself by how frustrated he was with a toxic coworker named Aaron. Though Aaron claimed to be a Christian, he attacked others ruthlessly. He specialized in creating offensive nicknames for his coworkers. He was a master sleuth at uncovering personal secrets and spreading them with juicy gossip. He blatantly lied about coworkers to pit one person against another. And he sought to control everything in the office, even though he wasn't the boss. The toxic work environment was impacting Greg's physical health, his mental state, his family life, and even his sleep. He kept thinking about it. He couldn't forget about Aaron, even when he wasn't at the office. He couldn't understand why Aaron wanted to control everything. And he was really confused about how Aaron could claim to be a Christian when he acted that way. I'm sure I'd be embarrassed by my weak response. I didn't have any experience of working with individuals like that. It wasn't until much later in my life, in fact, after a couple decades of additional ministry, that I finally understood sometimes the best strategy for dealing with toxic people in our lives, like Aaron, is to follow the example of Jesus and just walk away. For years, my wife, who may be the healthiest eater in the world, has been trying to get me to go on an elimination diet. And for years, I resisted. But following some blood tests, I finally agreed that I would go through an elimination diet, which is basically removing foods that you might react negatively to that might be making you feel a little bit sick. The problem for someone like me going on an elimination diet is that you don't get to eat anything you like. And in a case of terrible timing, I agreed to do it over my birthday. Because of the calories, I don't eat cake and ice cream very often, maybe twice a year. It's one of my favorite foods, but I just can't handle the calories. And so our hostess, who had me over for my birthday dinner, didn't know I was on this elimination diet. And I had to watch five other people eat my birthday cake and ice cream. That evening, I told my wife, "You have no idea how I'm going to splurge when this stupid diet is over." My wife responded, "You can't do that. It takes weeks to come off an elimination diet." So what are you talking about? She goes, "Well, you introduce foods again one at a time." "Well, how does that work?" She goes, "Well, you tested for cranberries. So the first day, we'll give you a few cranberries and wait a day or two and see how you react." "I don't even like cranberries. What doctor from hell thought up this diet?"